My, took you long enough to get here. That rat is wandering dangerously close to my cell. No doubt tempted by the remnants of this disgusting gruel you people dare to call food. Scare it off immediately. Otherwise, it might sink its teeth into me on its search for a scrap of sustenance. What? Is something like that not worth the time of a lowly guard? You can't even handle one measly rat in the course of your duties. How pathetic. I guess, once again, Azula will have to be the one to handle the matter. Away, you! I'll stand your impertinence no longer. Ugh, grotesque creature. Reminds me of someone else. If it had attacked me, I could have died from the infection, you know. Would you have even cared? Oh, come now. I'm still your princess. If anything were to happen to me, it would be on your head. Fool. I am a treasure of the Fire Nation, albeit a dark treasure. And you are the only guard who bothers to watch over me anymore. What trouble for you. I suppose no one even considers me a threat by now. I'm utterly forgotten. It's tragic. Why, I'm nearly tearing up at the thought, aren't you? At this point, we've been together for years. And you've watched me fade into utter insignificance. I'm just a villain of the past. Defeated and shunned. Never again to see the warm light of day. And you, here, guarding the mere shell of a long-conquered foe. Tossed aside, just the same. Two peas in a pod. A relic, and her keeper. It's almost a sort of friendship, or something more than that. Can't you sense it as well? We have a bond, you and I, by now. Oh, you put on a cold face, but you must care for me even a little. Why, look how you come any time I call. Not nearly with enough haste for one meeting the summons of their princess, but still, you're always there. I find it strangely comforting. I once had an entire court, an entire country to keep me company, and now... traitors have fallen away. There's only you ever by my side. You don't lie nor pretend to care for me, thinking you can trick me, Azula, with smiles and platitudes of friendship. You simply keep me from harm. And from harming others. Which you know I'm still more than capable of. It's refreshing how clear our relationship is. Crystal clear and simple. You, guard. Me, prisoner. Are you satisfied with that? Years ago, I asked you if you truly thought this was the place for you. If this was all you wanted from life. You refused to give me an answer. At the time, I thought, oh, the diligent good boy. How loyal. How precious. Shame he can't see his worth as I do. Isn't it awful when someone wastes their life away because they're afraid of being anything more than invisible chaff? But I was so blind, you see. As a princess, I had to work hard, yes, to become the firebending prodigy that I am. But in many ways, everything was handed to me. Fine clothes, the most exquisite cuisine, lavish gifts. And why? Because I was born as a divine ruler? Because it's in my very genes to be worshipped and adored by those who know their place. But you know the value of hard work like I've never had the opportunity to learn. You've had to toil, slowly, methodically, at the poor pace of a truly average person. I find it admirable. You have your duties, and you are certain to fulfill them, because you receive pleasure from the daily trod, one foot in front of the other, up the stairs to success. When we first met, I thought of you as merely a tool to be discarded as soon as I no longer needed you. But you've shown me the error of my ways. Do you hear? I find you admirable. I'm amazed by your diligence. Doesn't that excite you? The prisoner who, after all this time, should despise you down to her very bones, actually finds you fascinating. She looks at you with a kind of pride because she sees your efforts. I see your effort. Even when no one else does. And they certainly don't, do they? The other guards, the bull-headed warden, they can't see what they have right in front of them. Not just a slave guard, not a dog who simply follows orders long after they've been abandoned. A true guardian. My guardian. That makes me care for you in a kind of way. You understand? As I said, we've both been tossed aside by those who think they are fit to hold authority. So it's just us. Here. In the cold and lonely ruins of this prison labyrinth's end. My power, my authority, is inherent. And you know that. Or by this point, you would have shirked your duties, just like all the others. You may respect and fear the warden, because he holds your position in his hands. But you fear and respect me, because I hold your life in my hands. Don't put on such a brave face. You wouldn't be trembling right now if it weren't true. They all don't see it. They think I'm weak. But you and I, we're close enough that you see I burn with the strength of a true Fire Lord. Zuko sits on the throne, a lowly second-place lukewarm failure, because that's what the world is comfortable with. The masses feed on mediocrity, locking away anything and anyone that shines too brightly. Anyone like me, who shows true world-changing potential, whose raw power burns blue, like cold starfire instead of the rusted orange of a dying sunset. They lock me away and believe themselves safe, that they finally leveled the playing field. But I am the comet that comes in the cold night to shake the earth with licks of fire like they've never tasted before. They may have slowed my trajectory, but my arrival is still inevitable. And you, dear guardian, are the only one with your eyes on the skies. Tell me, guard, can you cage a hurricane? Can a forest fire be locked away in a box? Can a comet truly be trapped in a simple spider's web? You know as well as I do that it can't. Even as I stand here behind these bars, there are those rebels out in the world who worship my divinity because they know power when they see it. I've had so much time to think here all alone. I see now that my father was too short-sighted. He sought to change the world with only the iron fist of a man, using blunt domination to carve his path. But I have something he could never fathom. The power of a persuasive and beautiful woman. If the traitors of my past have taught me one thing, I've come to understand that being loved is far superior to being feared. Love can make anyone do illogical, inefficient things. A woman's ability to not only strike fear into the hearts of enemies, but also love. No, devotion. To bestow pain and pleasure in one as a man never could. To offer not the lashing of a master, but the intoxicating, gentle, and addicting touch of a sovereign mistress. Wouldn't you like to feel the touch of that power? You are the first I would give such an honor to. I, this terrifying and beautiful goddess. And you, the diligent mortal who has earned their place in my affections. It's an opportunity you dare not waste. You've never lost sight of that, have you? I may be a force to be reckoned with, but I am also just a lonely woman. Yours is the only face I've known for so long. I've memorized it by now. And mine, my face, my eyes, my lips, are certainly the best and most glorious you've known in your whole life. Common features, common faces. That's all you've seen until I was placed in your care. They've said that I was born lucky, but perhaps you are the truly lucky one. The great Princess Azula, a name unspoken for the fear it incites. And yet, here she stands before you. No. Here she kneels before you, a lowly commoner, asking you to touch her glory and be touched by her. I've been held down to your level, if only momentarily, and you alone have caught my eye. This hellish place has force-fed me nothing but loneliness, and I see the same pain in you as well. Otherwise, why would you still be here, listening to my temptations? Will you accept all that I have to offer, my guardian? In this weakened state, clearly, my body is suited to yours. Just a taste of your warmth for a little while. I assure you, my body is burning hot in other ways that you can most certainly appreciate. From here, on the ground, I can feel the heat coming from a very special part of you. A private, intimate place that we dare not speak of. I've seen you tremble this way before, haven't I? When you bring me that horrid bucket and expect me to bathe out in the open. You watch me so closely. Every drop of water running over my poor, shivering body. And I think you're not just invested in doing your duties. Your skin aches with the desire to be joined with that of a princess. You are nothing, worthless. And yet, your flesh could burn with the passion I keep deep inside me. Right here. Do you feel my fire? Oh, but it's still only embers. Don't you want to know what my body could be like, set truly ablaze? The earth-shattering heat we could create when joined as one. Would you like to taste the comet? Or shall the comet continue tasting you instead? Very good. After so long, you're finally seeing reason. You're taking what you deserve for all your hard work. I salute you. Shall I delight you with just my hands first? I warn you, they're a bit cold. But then again, you should know exactly why that is. Perhaps you'll see soon why it's in your best interest to let me have just a bit of warmth, aside from the heat of my own mouth. There. Now my hand should bring you a bit more comfort. A kindness I do hope you'll repay with honor very soon. Such a response. I see you've been just as lonely as I have. Tell me, when you're lying in your communal beds down there in the barracks, surrounded by the ugly sights and sounds of all the other gods, do you ache to touch yourself? To bring yourself even the slightest bit of release after a long, intense day of keeping watch over the greatest monster this prison has ever known? A humiliating lack of privacy you guards are given. It's criminal. Doesn't the warden know that boiling rocks best still have their needs? And what a needy face you're showing indeed. In all the time I've known you, you've never left my side. Even I know the gods are given periods of leave for their well-being, and yet you are here with me day after day. That must mean either you have no one, no sweetheart, waiting for you on the outside to placate your lust and bring you pleasure. Or your true pleasure comes from a simple act of interacting with me every chance you get. Ah. I can tell which answer is the truth. Just from how your body is pressed even harder against my hand. Careful, lowly guard. You're dangerously close to thrusting your whole self against those cold bars. Wouldn't that be so unpleasant? If only they weren't standing so rudely between us. You still don't trust me, hmm? Me? Such a kind, caring person. I'm hurt. Even while I'm here trying my hardest to show you how earnest I am about bringing you pleasure, you're holding back with suspicion. I suppose I'll have to try even harder. I'm going to use my mouth on you now, and you're going to like it. Does that excite you beyond what you can handle? Imagining how I, Princess Azula, will be ingesting your lowly juices. Taking a commoner's filth inside my divine body, willingly, and because I long to do so. I will do you one better. Place your hand on my hair. Didn't you hear me? I said I'm ordering you. No, permitting you to touch my beautiful head. This way, you are sure to be in control no matter what my mouth is doing to you. One tug of my luscious hair, and I'll be pulled away from you. Doesn't that sound reasonable and safe? See, you're safe with me, but only you. Your whole body is shuddering. How How could I not tell how badly you needed this release? Haven't I been so selfish? Only caring about my imprisonment. My problems, when you so dearly desired one thing in the world. This. So eager. You're only supposed to mess my hair if I'm being naughty, you know. I'll use both my mouth and my hands on you then. Your princess never does anything with half effort. Having to support yourself by holding onto the bars of my cell, Your weakness is so sweet. Just think, if only you'd been more friendly to me from the beginning, you could have felt this pleasure ages ago. I would have given it to you the first night I arrived. I've been lonely far longer than I've been here, understand? And your body gives off a heat I just adore. Mm-mm. order you to be the first to cover this princess with your desire. My body is virginal. A warlord has no time for such things. But you shall be the first to mark me in such a way. I know you can't call out in ecstasy lest you alert the others. So show me with your body how much you appreciate my gift. Contort yourself. Press against my bars. Release gloriously. Burst forth. Oh. On second hand, I think not. Oh, what's that? Did you really think that someone as powerful as I am was going to give something to you and ask for nothing in return? I can see how badly you want to come. Even in here, rank is everything. So if you want to feel that ultimate pleasure, you're going to have to open the door and come get it, my guardian. If you come, then we are going to come together, fair and square. Using me while I'm on my knees was nothing. Enter this cell, claim this goddess, and feel my true power, if you dare. My ripe and hot flower awaits.